Health Minister Dr. William Khize is leading an inter-ministerial task team in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro today. That's part of a campaign to curb the rapid spread of the coronavirus in that city. We know that that metro in recent weeks has really become a COVID-19 hotspot. Nearly half of the new cases reported nationally are coming from that province. So Dr. Mkhize, he's out there today. So is the Cogta Minister, Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. Also Lindiwe Zulu. They're all out there in the Eastern Cape today. Malungelo Boy, senior reporter at Newsroom Africa, joining us now. Malungelo, thanks for your time today. We know that the health minister is out there hitting the ground along with his other colleagues from cabinet too. What is the purpose of this?
Well, Mandy, one correction. We have been told that the other two ministers, that's Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and Lindiwe Zulu, will not be part of this two-day visit by Minister Zweli Mkhize. So what Minister Zweli Mkhize is here to do, in fact, is to interact with as many stakeholders as possible. He'll be interacting with healthcare workers, he'll be interacting with the CEOs of the hospitals, but he'll also be going into communities to speak to community members and speak with tavern owners. He says what he has to do, what he needs, Mandy, is that by the end of this two-day visit, there has to be a clear, concrete plan on how officials in this province and also here in the Nelson Mandela Bay are dealing with the resurgence of COVID-19. As you rightfully said in your introduction, that Nelson Mandela Bay records about 400 new cases of COVID-19, we have been told by officials, and that about 10 people die almost every day because of COVID-19.
Malungelo, I see the Eastern Cape Health MEC has been saying that the province has insufficient doctors to assist in these COVID-19 wards, and this is because of budget cuts in all the departments. You've been out there in the Eastern Cape. What is the situation like, and do you get a sense that they are prepared for what is clearly a second wave?
Look, that's what authorities will tell you, that they're doing everything they can to make sure that they are ready to deal with some of the problems or with some of the resurgence of these cases. But we've heard this morning also from Dr. Zweli Mkhize talking about that one of the things he wants to hear is from nurses and doctors themselves about the challenges that they have. We know, Mandy, that the issue of doctors and nurses is a problem, and that something that Dr. Zweli Mkhize alluded to this morning. But also what we know, Mandy, is that some of the staff in some of these hospitals, in fact, have contracted COVID-19. Some of them are fatigued. So those that have contracted COVID-19 are out of the system for a few days while they go through isolation and quarantine. And that then leaves a gap, and authorities then are trying to then fill those gaps. In fact, when we were at one of the hospitals in Livingston Hospital, what they've actually done there, Mandy, is they've turned a basement parking into an extra COVID ward to accommodate the patients, actually, that will be in hospitalization. Mm. So what the authorities have done there then is to hire new nurses to be responsible in that particular ward.
Sure. Malungelo Boy, senior reporter for Newsroom Africa, is out in the Eastern Cape monitoring the situation there. Thank you for your time today.